Praise the living, praise the living God. Once again, we are on the radio, KASK Radio. We are on here by the faith and moving by God. One thing I like to tell you, our Creator fainteth not. He giveth us power. He giveth us power to get the faith. To him that all might increase in strength. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night thanking you for everything you have done for us, through us, and by us. And then, Father, we just want to say we love you, we praise you, we adore you, and we just acknowledge you and only true God. There is no God like you. Will you watch over us, Father? I pray for for Marty, my wife, my son Chauncey, my daughter Charmaine, my son-in-law Kevin, my daughter-in-law Tammy. I pray for my grandsons Kobe and Logan and Bryson. I pray that you will keep us, Father. You bind us closer together. Not only for us, Father, but for all out there who disbelieve, and we know that the love of God is permanent in our heart. I want to thank you for everything you've done. I just want to give you the praise and give you the love and the thanksgiving for all that you have done. Tonight's a night that we just bow before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we want to just play this tape that God will be glorified. Amen.
Bye.
Hold on, just hold on. Yeah, I'm putting some tapes on, playing some. Praise God. Praise the living God.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this.
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And people are not being watched self. They'll just say, well, you know, God's got it. I keep telling people, explain to me what you say, God's got it. Explain to me. Well, you know, God's got it. I said, no, God. Yeah. I said, you know the word, he gave it all to Jesus Christ. And the only way you're going to say God's got it, you got to come to Jesus who will lead you to the Father. And they said, well, I said, yeah, it seems like it's fact, but it's not. Jesus said, no man come to the Father except he comes by me. So we got to take all our petition before Jesus Christ is going to present them to the Father. And when the Father lets his hammer down, it's a done deal. Yes. And did you knock me down? Yes. 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 Never. I read that whole thing you sent me. Yeah. But you know what? You know what? Let me tell you something, Cooper. Cooper, you know what? Everything she's trying to do, it's always been blocked. We don't have to give that thing attention. We just keep preaching the word of God and truth. That's why she's so angry at you. And she don't know. And so I'm just telling you what I know, because a lot of people I know are so pissed at me. I just smile and say, I love you, and keep walking on. I don't have the time to spend like I used to try to do, go and fight that demon. I'm going to expose him by telling the truth. And that thing is real. And every time, and see, I was at my own church, and I tried to tell some people I know that. I said, Jezebel spirit's here. They looked at me when I started doing that meeting. I just started grinning and laughing. They said, what's wrong with him? I saw him laugh at the devil because he's been defeated. He got just as quiet. See, yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's why oh, my God. Because but you know what? You know what, Cooper? I saw God giving us a plane trip to go up there. Are you ready for this? I'm telling you what I know. Wow. I saw God giving us a plane trip to go up there. I'm telling you. Thank you. I'm telling you. Because the devil wants to attack you in the flesh. And that's why I try to tell everybody, you got to put the W-R-D on the demon. He cannot stand the word. Hey, I'm on your team. I'm on your team. You know what? Right. Yeah. And get all his sides all scared of. And God said, wait a minute, hold it. Are you not my man? Yeah, Lord. He said, well, get on up, because I got over 10,000 even about. Go on back there and lift the head up about it. And so what we have to do, Cooper, is this. You and I and believers, we have to set that time. Like I said, we're going to start that prayer after the Monday, Labor Day, and we're going to do that. And I'm just telling you, a lot of people that I know want to come back into my life. And I said, why, Lord? He said, because they're trying to come back with that spirit. You remember that woman with that old man when he was alive? Well, she's trying to come back because they say I cheated him out of money. I spent $10,000 of my own money. Now, she tell me she in Houston. She tried to come stay at my house, and I refused to let her do it. So she's back again. So I just keep praying for her. She stays where she can. Well, that's his daughter. He adopted her. Queens, yeah. And so they want me to get some, so you know some. That's what I'm saying. We got cheated both places. Yeah, sure did. But you know what, though? And you know what? I know, you know what? They tried to, yeah. We have no way. And you know what? I know. But you know what? But that young man that was behind the scene, he's the one was pushing all of that. Him and some more people from Africa. And see, I've come up to that man, he's trying to build his church over here. Well, he can't build his church because I said they brought the condemnation upon themselves. I'm going to go on the radio in about 10 minutes. You want to come on and have a word or two? I got a young lady I'm trying to introduce to the radio. You can just listen in. You know the number, don't you? Okay. I'm just going to have her on. Yeah, I'm going to just have listen to her because she's going to need our prayer. Amen. Let me ask you this. Now, next Sunday is the Sunday I come to that church back there in Texas City. Amen. Yeah, that'll be the second Sunday. And so I'm going to tell you what the Lord has put on my heart. He just started out with them having some prayer, some praise. He said, show them how to praise my name. And they're going to see the anointing like God has never seen before. And I've been asking God, he's given me so much here. All I can do is just tell you, God is so good. God is he's given me so much information. All I can do, I can't download it, but he's giving it to me. It's in my spiritual crawl. And a lady, glory. All I can tell you is, she's got to pay. But she hates you. She hates you because she loves your son. She hates you because you love your son and you won't let go of him. Because that's how no woman gonna let her son go who loves her son. And that woman can't understand that. I learned that. No. All right, somebody's on there right now. Okay, God bless. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, Brother Woody, how's it going?
Praise God. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got you. I see you on the line. Stay there. We're going on the line in a few minutes. Praise the living God.
Have you enjoyed tonight? I got to do this one before I leave. I know it's time to go, but you know, everywhere I go, I have to sing this song because it's such a special part of me. Out of all the songs that I've written, of all the songs that I sing, this one means most to me, closest to my heart. I've been singing for quite some time now, and folks prophesied on me years ago, said that I wasn't going to be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I would never amount to anything. But I wrote a letter to know today that I am still holding on. Have we got time to sing it tonight? I'm fortunate tonight to have my cousin Deborah here. And the original version of this song, she sings it. I wonder, would it be all right if she sing a verse of it? Would it be all right if Deborah come out and sing it? Come on, give Deborah a hand if she comes out. And God bless you tonight. Come on, make her feel welcome. Come on. Yeah.
They said I was better.
Praise the Lord. Tonight's the night that we just get forward and we just take God at His word and we believe God at His word. And tonight I got a young lady that I just thank God who's come on, who has decided to take her time to come on the radio station. My love for her and her family, for all who can believe, I believe she's coming on right now. Are you there, sister? Hello? Are you there? Hello, sister? Hello, sister, are you there? Are you there? Amen. Praise the Lord. See, God has been so good until God is bringing us to a new movement. And I'm looking for the young people. Now, I'm past 50. Hey, hey, praise God. And I want to thank God for y'all who... When I was a younger man, and I say it with love, when I was a younger man, I knew that I was like y'all. I had the tenacity to move forward, to press in, and to do what God wanted done. But I know that God has put it on my heart to reach out and help the younger people and help those who are reaching towards the kingdom of God. And so since God has put this radio station up, KSK radio station, it is more to help the believers reach the unbelievers. See, in your family, there are many unbelievers. They're unbelievers. So I love you, but they don't believe like you believe. They don't believe like you believe. Why? Why they don't believe like you believe? Because they don't take the name of Jesus Christ for its entirety. And Jesus said, I am the way. Wait a minute. No. He said the pastor. No. He said the event. No. He said the note to teach. No. He said, I am the way. No man get to the Father except he comes by me. Case closed. We got to be careful when we use the word. You got to call on the name of God through Jesus Christ. And what God is doing, see, this young lady that I believe is coming on, I hope she, I got her number 33, her last four numbers 3343. And I got it so, and I got the whole line, good God Almighty. Ooh, Jesus, look at here. All the people that's on this line, praise the living God. Amen. Are you there? Are you there?
Amen, but we waiting on Minister Shatonya.
She back there in much prayer?
Amen. They have someone that's doing the line with her. Her last four is, give me a second.
What's the last four numbers? I can find it if it's on here. They might have called. What's the number? What's the last four numbers?
Let's 0792.
0792. Okay. Let me look. Hold on. Yes. Yeah. Okay. You said 0792? 0792?
Yes.
No, they haven't called. Well, then, okay. Have her to call this number. Have her to call 347-850-8955. Maybe that's the number she's trying to call. Amen.
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 I'm taking it right now.
Okay. Because I see a lot of good numbers from here, and these are faithful warriors. How your pastor doing? Latrice?
He's doing good. He's blessed.
You can't let the line. We can't let the line go silent. Now. Because I'm. Let me get a person and talk to them. All right. I have a lady I'm looking at right now. Your last four numbers are 6118. How you doing tonight? Your last four
Amen.
Numbers. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening?
Well, if I tell you, I'm so glad to know that y'all coming on the line for that beloved sister, and there's a lot of work that God wants to do. A lot of work.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I'm excited about the word today.
Oh, yes, that's what it's all about. Because, so may I get you to, okay, you know and I know that those who believe we're in that day where we got to stand firm in truth.
Yes, Lord, of course. That's what the word requires.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? All right. Well, let's get okay. Well, one thing I want to say is the lady, what happened to her? Did she hang up on me? Did she drop off on me? The lady I was talking to. Well, okay. Are you there? Latrice, are you there? Latrice?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, let's start talking. Let's start talking about the Lord. Let's start talking
Amen.
About the Lord. Ma'am?
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'll follow your lead. I'm trying to get in touch with minister.
Okay. Well, I would just say tonight, because what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to open the lines and let everybody listen to what we're saying. So if they got something they want to say, we're going to give them an opportunity. Because you're speaking to the people around the world. You're speaking
Amen.
To people around the world. And you can speak to them, because if you got somebody in Chicago, somebody in New York, you can reach them right now. But I want to say this to everybody. Open the lines up. I want everybody to understand one thing. To some of us, radio and television look like it's a whole new thing. No, it's a tool. It's a tool that God has given to the believer. It is a tool. We have to take use of it to the best of our ability. Why? Because Jesus told us, he said, go you therefore into all the world. This radio station is putting it in all the world. You can reach somebody in a mic a moment to tell them about what thus said the Lord. You have to tell them how to live, what to do, how to do it. And just like I'm preparing a lesson, and I'm talking about faith for daily problems. There's some faith that we need for some daily problems. And no one to tell me, believe that we don't have some problems, because the more we trust in God, the more we will stand faith, stand steadfast in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's so good to us. He's so good to us.
Yes, God.
Can anybody give a witness to that?
Oh, yes. He is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Words cannot describe how great he is.
Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. And I thank God for for all who can believe. And one thing I've come to say in the life I'm now living, because I've been doing a lot of study, and so have y'all been doing the same thing. When you look at, when you ask, you might ask some questions to somebody, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? All right, somebody done sent me a message. Let me see you. Okay, so I ask the question, who is the Holy Spirit? Getting to know the Holy Spirit. Some people just dropping a line. My God. Okay, 21. 1209, I love you. Oh, my gosh. God is so good.
I believe Minister has joined in.
Are you there? Okay, let me see. Maybe she's coming. 0792, is that you?
That's me.
Okay. Well, I'm okay. All right. Well, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. But all right. So you got you got the word on your heart. You ready to teach tonight?
I do my best.
No, don't do your best. Go ahead and teach. That's the best, you know. Go ahead and teach. Go ahead and teach.
Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about salvation and what's next. You know, a lot of people come to know the Lord and accept the Lord. Well, first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace and mercy tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for the word that's about to come forth. Lord, we thank you that the hearts and minds will receive what you are saying in this hour and in this moment. We believe, Lord God, that you are doing a great work in us and through us, and that everything that you have done and everything that you are doing, you have already ordained it from the beginning of time. Lord, we thank you that we bow down, Lord God, to ourselves and raise up in you, Lord Jesus, that you begin to speak through us and in us, and that your word be true and pure, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this word that you've placed in my heart, and I thank you, Lord, that it's received in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Man, well, tonight we're talking about what happens after salvation and what people normally do after they're saved and what they should be doing. You know, people, so a lot of people out there that don't know what salvation is, and the few that do know, they just happen to go to heaven. You know, their name is written in the Lamb's of Life, and that's it. You know, that's more to salvation, you know, and God wants us to learn what that more is, you know. So, okay, amen. Okay, amen. Tanya, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyway, the person that needs to be, that should be speaking is on the phone now. So, Tanya, are you on the line?
I see her numbers being here. 347. I see her. Let me see.
Well, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for salvation tonight. We're able to talk about salvation tonight. And the Word of God says that in John 3:16, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And, you know, that is so important that everyone who is saved or about to be saved or even have a desire to be saved, you know that God loves you, that he loved you enough that he gave you his Son. He gave his Son to us. He sacrificed his Son for us that we might be saved. And while we've been, you know, in Colossians 1, it says that we're saved from the kingdom of darkness, but we're also being saved to something. And we're being saved to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus. And so when we come to understand the purpose and the reason for salvation, then we'll be more than happy to walk into things that God call us to, because what God wants to do is bring about the fellowship.
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. How are you doing, Apostle Willie?
I'm doing blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Amen.
Blessed well, to be online with you guys.
Yes, some of them still on the line. They're still on the line. But some of them have dropped their comeback on. But I know tonight that God is using you to come with something in your heart, and I believe for it. I thank God for you doing it. And I know you can. Amen?
Amen. I just thank God for being God and being able to speak his word. I pray that I decrease so he may increase in me. And I may get his word as he has given it to me. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. I wanted to speak about those who are just beginning in their walk with Christ, because sometimes we forget about them. Once they give their life to Christ, they kind of get pushed to the wayside sometimes and get lost in the shuffle of things, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to encourage them, you know, to keep pushing, no matter how it looks and how tough it may get. Because we know in the beginning, sometimes it can be kind of rough in the beginning. When you first give your life to Christ.
Amen.
So coming from Proverbs 4, starting at verse 20 to 27, it says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are light to those who find them and help to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Put your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left, and keep your foot from evil. John 8:36 says, so if the Son sets free, you will be free indeed. So now that we are free, what does God expect from us now? When we give our life to Christ, for some, the change comes instantaneously, immediately. For others, it's a process. We must learn to maneuver through in our lives, making a real effort to change, for change to take place. You know, the word process is defined as a systematic service of action directed to some end, a continuous action. A series of changes that truly takes place to get to an expected end. So sometimes in the process we get upset because things don't happen the way we think they should happen.
Amen.
You know, everyone wants to like a microwave instantaneous salvation, and it's a work. How do we work that? We learn what relationship is with Jesus. In order for it to work, you have to build a relationship. How do you build a relationship? You take the time to spend time with a person. You know, in the natural, when we have friends and we have family, we take the time to cultivate those relationships. We take the time to talk to each other. We take the time to listen to each other. We take the time to laugh and take time to just to spend with each other, to get to know each other. You get to know each other so well sometimes. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. Sometimes just looking at each other and you already know what each other is thinking. So God expects us to do the same thing with him. Jesus expects that. We want to build a relationship so we can know who he is and know his voice, so that he may lead us on the path that we are to partake on with him. Not saying that it will be easy every day, but it's worth every effort to try, because some of your best relationships come forth when you take the time to get to know him. So we want to take the time to try and get to know who our Father is and learn his commandments and meditate on his word day and night. That's the only way we will be able to stand firm then and find out who we are in Christ and not get caught in the process, because the enemy will try himself. He will try to come in. But God is faithful. He raised up a standard. Every time something occurs, he will give you words of encouragement. Even David had to encourage himself. You know, in 1 Samuel it said that David was about to be stoned. The men wanted to stone him because their women and their children were taken. They were at the verge of getting ready to stone him. And what did he do? He took the ephod. He encouraged himself in the Lord and asked God, what am I to do? Now, how did he know that God spoke to him? Because he took the time to cultivate that relationship, so that he would know who was speaking to him. Okay? And then the word also says that we must hold fast and stand firm on his word through all things. And to allow God to heal your heart. In the beginning, it's so much that God wants to do for you. And the beginning is a healing process, deliverance, letting things come out of your heart that so that you can walk in the wholeness of Christ. You have to let go of some things. You can't walk with the same attitude and the same things in your life. You know, the only way that those things would take place in your life is to let go. Sometimes you have to let go. Because whatever you hold in your heart shall proceed to your mind and will come out of your mouth. You know, so a man thinketh, so shall he be. You know, so in order to let go of the things that are in your heart, you have to take the time to get in his word and find him. Get in his word and build that relationship so that he can heal your heart from all the aches, all the pains, all the disappointments, all the frustrations. You know, we didn't get like, when we were in the world, we didn't get like that overnight. It was a process. So the same thing has to happen in the spirit realm. It's a process. So we don't want ourselves to get caught up and get lost in the process. You know, Proverbs say that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond care. Who can understand it but God? God understands our heart way beyond us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So he knows what we hold on to in our heart. And we have the desire to want those things to come up from the root. Pull it up from the root. Let Jesus pull it up from the root. And how do you replace it? By searching him in his word. Meditating upon his word day and night. So that you can see what you must in order for your healing to take place, deliverance to take place, so you can walk in your shackles being released from you and bondages being released from you. And he says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So after you have planted the word in your heart, guard your heart. Take care of your heart. Because we want to protect the word within our heart. Because whatever we plant in our heart shall manifest in our mind. And we know that the mind is a battlefield. So if you don't keep this in check, you know, to prepare yourself for the battle, you know, we have to keep our mind in check, casting out every vain imagination. Anything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God must be cast down. Don't pacify it. Don't play with it. Don't toy with it. Because if you do, it manifests. It manifests into something else. So in order for you to move forward in things of God, let go. Let God and release the things from your life that God is trying to release from you. Because in order to grow, God, you know, everybody always says, oh, God knows my heart. Is this a mistake? Yes, God knows your heart. He knows our heart better than we know ourselves. But he wants us to mature. You can't keep making the same mistake over and over again and just say it from your mouth, oh, God knows my heart, because he wants so much more for us, because he has so much more for us. You don't want to be complacent and stagnant and stay in the same place and not giving yourself an opportunity to grow into the things of him. Only we can stop that by the choices that we make. At the end of the day, it's all about choices, and we want to make good choices so that God's presence could be manifested in our life, so that we can walk in purpose and destiny of whatever it is that God has called us to do.
Amen.
And we also need to seek God for wisdom, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and we want to be able to use wisdom and discernment in all things, in all our choices, you know, and understanding, because without understanding, we perish. You have to ask God for understanding. And believe that what you ask for, you are receiving. If you don't believe it, how can you receive it? You know, you have to believe in your heart that what you're asking God for, you are going to receive every ounce of it. And you just walking it out through the process, because you're going to learn his voice. You're going to learn what it is he's asking you to remove from your heart. You're going to learn what it is to have his word planted in your heart, so that you can walk this life out in wholeness and completeness of him and not in bondage, because God doesn't want us to be in bondage in anything in our life. And let go of fear and doubt and frustration. We have to let go of all these things so that God can be present, to be manifested in our life. We must learn to allow God to empty our hearts and cleanse us from the inside out. God works with us from the inside out. You know, even David said in Psalms, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. my rock and my redeemer. And we need that. You know, whatever you believe in your heart shall come forth from your mouth. You know, the truth will always come forth. Whatever you hold in your heart will come forth from your mouth. So we have to begin to speak life, because we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we want to be able to, well, even if we think different, we need to speak different until we believe in our hearts, you know, and can walk it out completely through the process, and then not allow ourselves to get lost in the process or give up because the process gets too hard. You know, we know what's in the world already. We know that if we make the same choices, depression comes, you know, and overeating comes, or the temptation to drink and do drugs comes. So we know it's down that road. So why continue to go down that road? It's time to make a different choice and choose God and take His road. Because we already know where we already been. So in order to move forward, you have to make different choices. Your mind has to change, you know, and your heart has to change so that God can grow you up in the things of Him. Haggai spoke of God as a God who sees, because he felt persecuted by Sarah, because Sarah couldn't have a baby, and then she ended up pregnant for Ishmael. You know, and she said she ran away from her because she felt like she was being too hard on her because she got pregnant for her husband. But she's the one that asked her to do it in the first place. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, you know, she got so upset, you know, and ran away from her. And the angel came and told her to go back, and that I will bless you with many. Your nation from your loins shall be many, and you shall have a son and name him Ishmael. You know. But and she called that well Elroy, the God who sees. So never think that God doesn't see you. Never think God doesn't see your struggles, you know, because God is faithful. And he says that he shall never leave us nor forsake us, no matter how tough it gets. He is there through us with it all. You have to trust, be confident, and bold in the things of him, and know that he is going to come forth in the name of Jesus. Things are going to come forth. You just have to trust him. No matter how the circumstances and situations look, he sees us as individuals. We know he sees us as a church as a whole, but the blessed thing is he sees us as individuals, and he takes the time to cultivate our relationship with us when we take the time to spend with him to understand those relationships. And we have to understand that we are not children of the flesh of Ishmael. We are children of promise, children of Abraham and Isaac. So we have to stand on God's promises, for his promises are yes and amen. But it comes in his due time and season, not his your time and season. You know, you can't walk around saying, I expect God to do it right now. Yes, he is a right now God. But would you appreciate it if you got it immediately? If you got it immediately, would you go back to where you were, satisfied with where you're at, or would you endure the process so that when it comes, you know that it was God that did it, and you're pushing further into him. For the word says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. People automatically think that things mean material things. What about the spiritual things of God? What about revelation, knowledge, and understanding? What about spiritual growth and maturity in the things of him? Because that is what he desires from us, you know, so that we can help another. That's the whole point of us becoming saved, so that we can help each other grow into the things of God and not get comfortable with complacency and where we are, because God is so much bigger and he has so much more. But he wished for us to live life abundantly, you know. Even he prayed for Peter. He said that the devil wishes to sift you as wheat, but I pray, I intercede for you, Peter, that when you return, that you will help establish and encourage your brother. Because he knew that once the Holy Spirit came and he and Peter actually got it and realized that all that Jesus had poured into him, and it touched his heart and he remembered and he got it, look at all the miracles he performed after that. And the words that he preached that brought salvation to people after that, you know. So we have to trust God through it all, no matter how it looks. Even when you feel like you're forgotten, even when you feel like you are by yourself, trust God through it all.
Amen.
He is great. And he had his way is so much better than ours. We already know our way don't work. So why keep going down the same road?
Mm-hmm.
God expects us to thrive in the things of Him. Thrive is defined as to prosper, fortunate, successful, to grow or develop vigorously. He don't want us just to survive. To survive is to remain or continue to exist. God wants us to do more than exist. He wants us to thrive in the things of Him, prosper in the things of Him, grow rapidly in the things of Him, trusting Him in the things of Him. That's what He expects for us. So I just encourage everyone to stand on God's word, trust Him, even those who are just beginning their walk. No matter how it looks, trust Him. Make some good wisdom choices. Ask God, how should I handle this situation? Take the time to cultivate your relationship with Him and get in His word. Pray, because you can't get nowhere in His word if you're not praying, if you're not reading, so that understanding can come to you of where you are. And God will meet you where you are. God will meet you, because I've read the Bible how many times, you can read the same verse, and in each spiritual growth, God will reveal something different in one scripture every single time. He's faithful. Trust Him through it all. It's what I pray for everyone that's on the line.
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight's the night that encouraged me, and I want to thank God. So get on the line. I know you know some of the people there, but I want you to stay where you are, because I'm going to start at and ask them. And I know they love you. They love you. And I love you. And I thank God for you. I thank what God is doing for you. So I'm going to open up the line. I'm going to start with your last four. 9007. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everyone?
Praise the living God. Our sister gave us a dynamic message. She gave us a dynamic message. She did indeed, and I'm grateful. I want to encourage them. Don't you want to encourage my brother?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Let God continue to work with her. She's coming through like a light.
I know. Oh, Jesus. And I can say this with love in my heart. Ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost rock. Nothing like a Holy Ghost rock. And with amen. The more we get into the word, the more God give us the word. And so I thank you for your word, son. God bless you, Pastor. Now I'm going to go to the next person. 2676, are you there? 2676, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
Did you see that? You hear that word tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, God bless you. You're a young girl, aren't you? You're young, aren't you? You praise God, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to tell you something. I thank God for you, because God tells us we must have a childlike spirit. And thank you for being on the line, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. 0792, are you there? 0792, are you there? Praise God. All right. Praise the living God, is so good. All right. 5241, are you there? 5241, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Give us a word. Give her a word of encouragement on the line.
Oh, Tony, this is Mika. I just want to tell you thank you for blessing me with the word tonight. And just keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. All right, I'm coming to 1638. Are you there? 1638. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Let's go to 3222.
Are you there? 3222. Are you there? Yeah, I am, Pastor Hunter. I want to commend the woman of God for the word. And
amen.
On the 2 Timothy 16, we got to speak it to ourselves. Unto God, a work that need not be ashamed, the righteous body.
Amen.
Salvation, conversion, and in my spirit, talking, I thought about Paul. And I thought about Paul's growth as a Damascus experience of the conversion experience for him when he was something to the priest. And Paul changed in that process. And he received salvation, and he also received a personal relationship with Christ. But did he cause them yet to be? The fall, the experience, the blindness, the direction on where his family was? He had all of that in order for him to be the man of God that he was for God during his journey in age. So I thank the Lord, you know, she's talking about conversion or salvation. What do you say to somebody 8 years old, who knows the Lord, but then they don't even know if they're saved today? And they're on their way to go meet their maker. They're on their way to that justice. And they don't even really know if they are saved. You know, so I think that salvation is important. People need to know without a shadow of a doubt if they are saved during this hour. It doesn't matter about it. Have you confessed your personal faith? Have you confessed it with your mouth? Do you confess in your heart? That's our journey. That's our work. So, the disciples of Christ. I don't have anything else to say, but I just wanted to commend her, and I was listening. You know,
amen.
I just wanted to say that about Paul. It is so demanding.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, one thing I want to just take the time out tonight because we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to just say to all of you that are on the line, you can reach my Facebook and send something to Facebook regarding it because I'm trying to reach and tell the untold. And I know some of y'all live in Louisiana some of y'all live in Texas, some live at other places, but I want you to know these words tonight. You're on the line. We hear you. But I want to say this to the believers. We have to encourage our sister, what she has done tonight, to reach out and step out into the platform. I mean, she done went around the world saying the word of God. And because it's shooting straight up, we want to give God all the glory, all the love, what he has. And we as a people of integrity, must pray for her. My prayer is that God will keep her lifted up. My prayer is through Jesus Christ that her will be lifted up. My prayer is through Jesus Christ that she will continue to walk the walk of faith. My prayer is that she will continue to love on the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer through Jesus Christ that she would let others see how she walks. She walks according to the word of God. And when you walk according to the word, somebody on the line, when you're walking according to the word of God, you don't care what nobody going to say about you because some people got a negative attitude about you. And I've been in much prayer, and I've been doing it for years and years. And a lot of people, young people, don't come to haven't come yet. It took me a long time to understand the difference between there are two spirits that's fighting in the world today. It's called Ahab and Jezebel's spirit. It's in the book of Kings. Once you go and find that and study and know, you got to know, like my beloved sister said, you got to know that you know that you know. If you don't know it, you don't know it. Because if you don't have Jesus Christ rooted in your heart, deep down in your heart, I'm not talking about your flesh heart. I'm talking about for your conscious, subconscious. you got to have to know that Jesus Christ is there. And I want to let you know you can reach me at WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. That's my email. And my Facebook is Willie.Hunter.92. And I want to let you know, because there's some more of you on the line that one day going to come on this radio station. I want to have you to come on. I want to help you. I want to say this much to you. To do all you can while you can. I didn't have a father to stand by me. My mother kept pushing me to be better than what I am now. My father, I never knew what he never told me how to go to a football game. Never told me about playing baseball or basketball. But my mother had to take the role. I had to watch other men in the neighborhood and watch how they would talk to God and obey God. That's why I have such a great conviction about what God can, will do. It's all about us. So if anybody else have anything else to say, I want to thank all of y'all for being on the line with us tonight. And anybody else got anything else to our speaker? Hello, speaker.
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to encourage you to keep pushing. It was an awesome job, and you really blessed me as well, and I'm sure that you blessed me on the line. Continue to do the work, and I cover you, and I ask God that he restore you as you continue to fight the good fight of faith. I thank you for that word, sister.
Amen, amen. The line's open. Anybody?
Amen. Praise God.
All right. We just want to thank God for all that God has done. See, one thing today, I know, for you to be out here on a Saturday night, oh, come on, man. On a Saturday night? Yep, on a Saturday night. Because you're believing God. So, my closing remarks are, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
See you next Saturday night, okay?
Amen. Thank you. We
invite all the parents and the
teenagers on Monday night at
8:30. Praise God.